But we succeeded.
Congratulations on that. I'm just going to run next door for 1 second and I'll be right back.
So Ruth is not yet with us.
Laurel is just, I don't know where she is going.
Ah, c'est toi. Et comment moi, je... Bah, ça se connecte. Mais comment tu te connectes? C'est mystérieux quand même.
Hello, how are you guys?
Fine.
Yes,
thank you.
The meeting is
a
going
bit,
well.
Brainwashed by the
you feel brainwashed?
Yeah, because we had a facilitation group about big data with, you know, you need to be give a lot of good ideas to, on post-its. So after you are brainwashed. So are we waiting for Pankaj or because Ruth is not yet in?
Okay.
Because the session, in fact, the session is not finished. So she said she will join us.
Great. Well, Pankaj is just in the corridor here. So I think he's just coming in. We had a big power outage last night. I don't know if you saw my email. And so, but everything seems to be working this morning. But he might have been late coming in because of that. I don't know what happened. It may have been another squirrel in the...
Okay. Because frankly, we need to be closing the discussion shop at 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a dinner tonight.
Oh, very important. Yes.
Okay. We need to be.
Yes. This is funny. You know?
Well, so I put some things on the agenda and... we can probably...
Can you share your screen, please?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Desktop.
Barcelona.
So this may look kind of familiar. It's the same things from last week, but I did some additional work on them, so I thought we could just copy them over. The other person that was going to join this morning was Barry, and he has not joined, but because some of these questions on here are actually for Barry, so let me just see what's going on with Justin. Yeah, he's talking to somebody in the corridor right now. But in the meantime, Elizabeth, I want to ask you about the plans for the workshop that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I had suspended my answer because, it's not a proper period for me because I've been requested already 2 weeks ago to be in Sri Lanka for proposal writing. So I will be traveling toward Asia sometimes on the 9th of November, I think, something like that. So I found it difficult to be in Oregon and just... So Marie was suggesting I continue flying to the West, but I think it's too much for me. But I wanted to double check exactly the dates.
Okay.
With the person organizing the writing workshop.
Yeah.
You know, it's we wrote the pre-proposal this summer, and then we will be asked to develop the full proposal of the research program. So it's quite
easy. So you're going to be in Sri Lanka, what dates?
I need to check that.
You know, like, it sounds like
it's around, I need, the workshop start on the 11th of October, I think, that, and it's for a week. So it's second week, no?
So the second week,
No, we are in November. Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to put my screen up here. I'm taking off some of these other activities. Let me show the month. Take off the Joyce Fall Lab. So the dates that we were kind of looking at was this first week of November. Unfortunately, November is quite complicated because of events that are going on in Corvallis here and Thanksgiving and Veterans Day. So it looks like the second week is definitely out for you.
But also the third, because from 11 for a week,
means the 18th. I won't fly from Sri Lanka to Oregon.
I'm sorry?
Third week will be also killed because I won't fly immediately from Sri Lanka.
Right. Well, I mean, if you could come on your way to Sri Lanka, that would work. which direction do you go when you go to Sri Lanka?
I won a world tour, you mean?
You probably go east, don't you, from France to Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
It'd be a lot shorter. It kind of a long ways to come around. Yeah. Well, you know, if you can't attend, we could probably figure out some way to connect you remotely.
I might switch the thing.
Is that, who's that, Chris?
Oh, sorry, I thought I was on mute.
We're just looking at the calendar, Chris.
Yeah, that week is really bad for me. Sorry, I thought we discussed that on the last call.
Well, we had talked about that people were going to send in there. I didn't have a record written down exactly of what everyone's dates were, Chris. So that's why I sent around the email. So you said that week does not work for you. But the following week is good?
Yes. I see, but OSU is closed on the Wednesday.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue. I mean, one option maybe would be to have people come in on the Wednesday the 11th and stay over the weekend.
So I don't mind about that, but you know, I don't want to put everyone else out if they have holidays planned or something. But
well, I mean, it's a little bit difficult. We've got families here and stuff, and I'd rather do it during the week if we can. The problem with the previous weekend is, and I think I actually, something weird just happened, but I think there's actually another game here. We're kind of a college town, and we are a college town, and when there's home football games, there's absolutely no accommodations available whatsoever. And I've already looked for the weekend of the 7th, 8th. Plus, I actually have a family thing going on that weekend. But so having it over the first weekend is not really an option.
I mean, I know we want to have it sooner rather than later, but December is really looking a lot better for me.
Well,
the 21st or something.
Yeah, I thought there was. I don't know why it's disappeared off my calendar. I had it on here. Yeah, maybe it's back on. I had it on here. That's a big one too. Well, so this is why we're sending around this doodle poll or this survey so we could collect everybody's. I mean, this is super complicated to try to organize.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize. Maybe did I not respond to it or?
So just kind of, if you could send me the dates so it worked for you, then we can tabulate those, and I'm trying to collect that from everybody here, so.
Okay, but you want that in an email. There wasn't a doodle that I missed, or?
Yeah, it was, I tried to make a doodle poll, but it was complicated.
Right.
So you would consider December or not at all?
I guess we can, yeah.
Okay. Because perhaps it's more comfortable than in time.
Yeah.
I just have a commitment on the 8th of December. it's crazy, I know. I'm going to Bonn for the DeepSeek.
Oh, huh. So if we were gonna do it in December, I think the first
is a Wednesday. Yeah, I see.
The 8th is a Wednesday, yeah. So, I mean, it's probably easier, rather than wasting time on the conference call to do this, is just email me, you know, in November, December, what dates work, what dates don't, and then I'll try to tabulate it all.
Yeah.
My December is fairly open, barring any, I mean...
Except Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to do it over Christmas, obviously.
Laurel, to be to in case I'm not available for the dates that accommodate, I think it's more important to accommodate Chris, who is has a role to play in the training, than myself. Right. So right. if there is any, yeah, if right. it's difficult for me to be in, just either I connect remotely or I'm not in. And
yeah. So Elizabeth, part of the reason why we want all the co-PIs there is we really feel like we need to do some strategic planning together.
Yeah, we never had such we never had a meeting of PIs or even a kickoff meeting, we said, with Marie, where we meet all together.
Yeah.
And the opportunity.
So, I mean, I think that that's really, it's really, we're trying to sort of accommodate both things in this one meeting. So, you know, I think it'd be really good for you to be able to attend. Here, I'll open the agenda. So these are the, this is the page I'm working on for if my internet would work here. Come on.
So does that, does the first week of November work for everyone else except me or?
Well.
Not really me, not neither.
Yeah, it doesn't really work for Elizabeth. And for Barry, for Barry, the beginning of the week doesn't work very well, but the end of the week does. So it's not perfect, no. For, you know, and I mean, the fact that OSU is closed on Veterans Day, I don't think is a deal breaker. We could still have the meeting. It would just mean that there may be some complications in terms of rooms, and we should be able to work around it. One problem is, like, our kids will all be off school, and it's actually a new thing. We haven't had Veterans Day off in the past. They just started it this year, so we're still kind of figuring out how this is going to work. But anyway,
bring the kids into the meeting. I'll teach them how to use Veterans Day and edit the planet ontology.
Yeah, yeah. They could probably catch on to it in no time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
So, Laurel, can we decide to do that over mails? And,
well, that's what I've been trying to do, but it's hard to get people to respond to it.
I know, it's difficult. Yeah. We are busy.
So, that's what I was saying. If everybody could respond to that. I haven't heard anything from George or John.
Okay, because...
Barry's communicated about it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from Dennis. I thought Dennis might join the call today. Pankaj, are you on the call? Is this you? No, that's Chris. Okay.
No, it's Chris.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, just that. So if we agree to send our dates to you and we commit to that, then you can try to discuss the dates next Skype meeting based on what you got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to show you the agenda of what we're looking at. Talking about at this workshop, which will help us sort of plan, you know, whether we need to be there. So really, I see three parts to it.
Hello.
I'd like to have a segment where we do some real strategic planning, because Marie Angelique and I have been kind of talking about how, you know, we're going to work together with the plant on, or the crop ontology and the plantiome, and how they're going to fit together. But this is something that we really need Elizabeth and Pankaj involved in. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we could do this on a Zoom call. And
I mean, just in general, I think it'd be a good idea to have more regular strategic planning calls. I mean, I know we do a bit of it in some of the other calls, but maybe we should be.
So, can you all hear me?
Hi, Pankaj.
Yeah. Yeah, I think instead of having all hands on kind of reporting from everybody right now, I think I would just say that instead of that, for the next 3-4 months. The PIs can get together along with Lal as coordinator to go over the strategic planning for the project.
Right. So you're talking about the whole group meeting on calls.
Yes. Because at that meeting, if the PIs have the input from their project team members, then they can always report on what's going on right now.
But, yeah, that would be great.
So that we can plan ahead of the time and clarify some of the thoughts and discussion that needs to happen instead of through the emails. Sometimes it just falls off.
Right, right. So we've been meeting every week, basically, the ontology group has. So, you know, I'd like to encourage people to try to fit that into their schedule. And so the goals of the face-to-face workshop that we've been talking about are strategic planning. And yes, I agree that we haven't had a face-to-face meeting of the team yet, really. And then the second aspect would be not just protege, but also if we want these other curators to be involved, they need to be familiar with how to use GitHub. And they also, hopefully we could start using Term Genie, which we've talked about, but nothing has really happened on that yet. And then the third aspect would be sort of some hands-on time for the curators to work on ontology curation and data annotation, which is very important. How to, you know, prepare the data files and get them into the ontology database. So,
Do you want Seth to come up and meet with Justin? And
maybe that would be great.
So, Chris, my idea is to have an ontology group working on learning, get trained on ontology development and build some standards and things like that for themselves and move the field forward and start curating. And in the meantime, some of those may also overlap with annotation parts. So annotation is one second aspect. And the third one, obviously, is the software. And I believe you and Seth, Justin Elser, would all be here. Along with the computer science team over here, so that we can all work together on that side.
Yeah. So, Elizabeth, what I kind of need an idea from you is who from the crop ontology should we include? You know, my understanding is that most of the curators on the crop ontology are set on using Excel.
Yeah, no, in fact, they do use Excel when they interfere with the breeders and the breeding management system. But I had the expression of interest from IATA and from SIP for the moment. Rosemary is with us, but I had no time to talk to with her.
She told me she wasn't really interested.
But I think, she moved to data management now, so she's probably not interested. But at least I had two expressions of interest, SIP and IIT.
So SIP, and what was the other word?
IIT.
So it's cassava and sweet potato. Already on the...
Yeah, but IIT, it's more than cassava, in fact.
Yeah.
IIT is the... I put the names on your wiki, if you noticed.
Yeah.
So is that AFOLA?
Yeah. Afola Agbona is the one who maintains OBO files.
Right.
He prefers to maintain OBO files.
So the cassava file that's on the GitHub right now that Nama's working on, is that the same one?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that's the recent file that we have from cassava. This is a working version file.
Uh-huh.
The most up-to-date. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's all one. There's not going to be two different ones.
No.
No.
No. In fact, we had, just for you to know, we had a very long discussion, and Marie had a meeting with Nama, who came in Montpellier, to discuss how to harmonize our effort done for the BMS, developing the new traits variables, and how the next generation cassava database could use the same ontology, the same semantics. So Marie and Nama and Afola agreed on a process. So now Marie has a routine to transform the Excel file into a noble file that is addressing the needs of Cassava Next Generation database. And this is an effort done for Cassava that will be applied to potato, sweet potato, banana, yam, all the crops that are in root and tubers research program. So we will be going through the same principle, is that they do develop their trade dictionaries, and after Marie will process them into the routine that produce a noble file. But Afola would prefer to maintain a noble file, so no problem for us. We have the routines to convert. And Renard from SIP asked if there was a training in ontology development with you. for potato and sweet potato. And the creator for sweet potato is Vilma Huila. I put the name somewhere.
Right, right. Great. Thank you. So they, so does this sort of work for us though, that they're, they want to work in Oboe or Excel?
I suppose that you already have the cassava Oboe file, no? That is used by both, by the cassava Next Generation database of NAMA and Lucas.
So, so maybe it's more important to have some general ontology development training and Oboe training.
I mean, when I discuss with NAMA and Afola, I mean, they're really keen to do training on Protégé and on all.
Right.
And I think Renard too.
Right.
Because Oboe Edit is not very convenient when, for them. I mean, because of some IDs issues that they have. So yeah, so they would prefer to use Protégé for.
Well, that's good. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one thing, I was looking actually at the cassava file that's on GitHub, and it says that it's, that's been converted with your Java.
Yeah.
So that's coming from the Crop Ontology website?
No, that's not coming from the Crop Ontology website. Crop Ontology website has its own, conversion tool, let's say, but I developed some, a code.
Okay.
Code that I'm using, that I've used to convert from the Excel template to this Oboe file.
So could we convert from Excel directly to OWL?
I mean, that's the same. Instead of using, the library for Oboe, I can use an OWL library,
Okay.
So, so it was for you to know that at least I have three persons from CGIR that would be ready to attend. But already Reynard said that first week of November seems very difficult. Their agenda is quite full for them. Yeah. So I don't, depends the dates of the workshop.
So Elizabeth, do you, how many of the CO curators will be at the PAG meeting?
I don't know, because most of the time they are the supervisors going to PAG. So we just with the breeders mainly.
Because I know last year.
And the bioinformatician are there, but not for all centers.
Yeah, because last year it seemed like.
Can I say something?
People. Yes, absolutely.
I would say that see how many we can get here. If there is a second round needs to be done, and if we can bring them to PAG, that is absolutely fine, and we can fly them out and support. So it's not necessary that only the supervisors, obviously I know that only the PI.
I don't have any budget to bring them to PAG myself.
I can fund
unless
it.
Unless they have their own.
We can fund it from, because if we are not using the travel money for the workshop that we would do it here, then we can obviously bring them to PAG because it's cheaper because... in some sense, because they are attending a conference there.
So you would do a second session in PAG?
Yes, and we can do, and if there is a space available there, either in a hotel or at the PAG venue, we can either stay after the meeting, a couple of days, or do it before 2 days before the meeting.
I'm looking into that because I know rooms are getting booked up already. So,
yeah,
I think it, but. So what I'm trying to do is get our core team to decide on the dates of when we're going to do this workshop, because it's difficult to invite these people and say, well, we don't really know when we're going to have this workshop. We're still sort of figuring that out.
That's why
I'm trying to get people to send me the information about when they're available so we can kind of figure out when we can do this, and then we can see who else can come.
Is this for November?
Well, we're trying to do it in November, but people's schedules are complicated, and I haven't heard back from quite a few people.
And you have it from Chris, Barry, I'm here, and who else do we need?
Well, I'd really like it if Elizabeth could come, but those 2 weeks of November don't work for her. I don't know if you missed the beginning of this, but Chris was suggesting maybe we could do it early December.
Well, let me check the meeting that I registered for in December. I think it's 2 weeks before.
I can put the calendar back up. So this is November.
I may be out from December 2 to 4, 5. I'm going to plan genomes and biotechnology from genes to networks.
December 2nd to 5th?
Yes.
You know, maybe a doodle poll would be more convenient to...
Well, that's why I sent out the survey, because I thought people could just send me the dates that they can't come. I mean, you can't really build a doodle poll if, you know, you don't know which dates we're talking about.
Yes.
I mean, whether it's a doodle poll or an email, I don't think it really matters. So...
So yes, from December. So give them a week of December 7th.
As a matter of the PIs, usually they are all in Pali, isn't it? John, George, Chris, you, me.
Well, sorry, usually we're what?
We are in PAG, no?
Yeah. The
PIs. Not me.
I mean. Generally don't go because this is really the only thing of relevance that I'm funded for, but I could go.
Because I was thinking if you really need a... I know it's a bit late in January, but after the workshop, you may have some feedback, and for having the PI meeting you have at the beginning of your schedule, we could push that to PAC. And then you feel free to not have me in the room. You just focus on the training?
Yes, that's possible.
It's a solution I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And PIs would already be meeting through the conference calls for all hands-on. So I think we are covered in that sense. And we whoever can come to PAG will meet there.
Yeah. So I think we could have a PI meeting in PAG anyway to secure a time for all those who are there.
And just to let you know that George is moving to Birmingham.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that project, he would continue to work with John, but he would and his person, whoever he hasn't hired so far yet, that person would be working from Birmingham, but would work with John on the project itself. So technically, he will not be on site.
Mm.
Okay. Now, I don't know how open is this information from George's side, but at least for the group.
Ruth is not with us at the moment. She must have been put in discussions because the session was not finished when we left.
Yeah, so he's moving into the medical informatics, but he will continue to work on plans.
Okay.
Right. So that shouldn't really impact when we
No.
meet.
So I would say that go ahead and schedule either in the second week of November or very first 2 weeks, whoever it can come. If not, the other possibility is first week of December, second week of December.
Well, okay. So let's kind of see if we can come to some kind of a conclusion here. If we did it in December, could you come, Elizabeth?
Early December.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused what was just discussed there. And then you started talking about George. You were talking about having a PI meeting.
In PAG. So the first part, because you said that the importance of having me was also to have this strategic planning.
Right.
And I understand that perfectly well. But if really it's you are struggling finding dates, because I'm the only one not being in, we could think having the strategic meeting of PIs and the coordinators in PAG, because we are all there almost. And then you just
put be there for
a training workshop.
I'm sorry.
You remove your, I don't have the wiki in front of me, but the first part of your workshop was strategic planning.
Yeah.
And
I just think that really needs to be done sooner than PEG. And Pankaj, you won't be at PEG, will you? You can't come this week before PEG.
I generally have to skip because I'm teaching.
You're teaching, yeah. So that's the problem. See, I was actually thinking of doing it the other way around, Elizabeth. I was thinking that if a lot of the CO people were coming to PEG, we could have training at PEG, and you know, ontology development workshop. But I think we really need to have some strategic discussions before January, because we need to know in terms of the work that we're doing what direction to go, and so on.
So, Lol.
But I mean, we can do this on Zoom if we need to.
No.
This is useful. At least we have Elizabeth and you here.
Hey, I think we're taking a lot of time over here. But here's a suggestion. Tell me, when can Chris come in November?
Chris, you're muted.
Yep, I can come in the basically any time rather than the first week. I guess there's this Thanksgiving thing that I always forget about. But you know, other than the normal constraints, any time other than the first week is good.
Okay, so I suggest we do the meeting, the first part of the meeting with all the project personnel mainly in first week of November. Let's do this first week of November software development and internal ontology.
Shall we mute? Everybody should mute.
You're kind of fading out there.
Everybody mute.
Okay.
Let's do this first meeting in November, first week.
So the dates that are shown on the calendar here.
Yes. So Chris said our group,
I can come any week other than the first week.
Yeah.
So I'm okay doing second week.
But that creates a lot of problems for people, I think, you know, locally. But it's up to you though, at the end of the day. So.
OSU is closed, but that's okay for a veteran. The lab is still open. That's not a problem.
We can probably work around it.
Yeah, that's not at all a problem.
Pankaj, have you heard anything from Dennis? I really expected him to be on this call.
I just forwarded his email that he got somebody whom he wanted to hire, but I haven't heard back.
And he has not responded to my email about whether he's available these dates. So really, it would be really good to have Dennis and Barry there too. I think Barry's available. So this week, okay, how does that look?
I think that is fine.
Elizabeth's not available, we know that.
Barry is available, I believe.
Barry's available.
So Barry, Chris, ourselves, and I will check with George if he wants to come.
And Dennis.
Yeah, and Marie Angelique, would you be able to come?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think we have the quorum to go move forward from here. We have enough number of people and things to discuss.
Okay, so is this when we want to do the curator training part? So should we be thinking about inviting these other people to come?
Other
are we
people
have them come to PEG.
If they can come on this week, that is fine. If not, then all of these people come in January at PAG for it. My plan was to have them come for a longer time, for a week, so that they learn how to do the ontologies and they actually do a hands-on work and stay here for 4 or 5 days. We can do that in OSU, or we can do it at PAG. Whichever is preferred.
I like the idea of doing two phases. I like the kind of hub and spoke model of training where I train a kind of smaller amount of people and then I don't mind doing it again with a larger amount, but it really helps if I have people who, you know, have started to become familiar with Protégé and can then also help me better kind of communicate some of the principles we've gone. I find that works quite well.
So do you want 3 or 4 targeted people?
I'd say anyone is welcome to come, but yeah, 3 or 4 would it would be perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, this sounds good.
Question for you is, do you want to do it in November's second week, or are you happy to doing it at PAC?
I think we should at least make a start in November. You know, there's definitely, I mean, some of this, you know, I think it probably would help just with some of the protege stuff, even if just the core team, if I can just do a day of like walk through a protege and, you know, some of the Jenkins and continuous integration, that kind of thing. So I think we should at least schedule some time for it in our November meeting.
Yeah.
And so let's do that and then schedule a second round of only the ontology developers meeting for 1 or 2 days at PAC.
Okay. Yeah,
that sounds good.
See whoever you can get in this second week, that is fine. Other, we just move on.
Okay. And I think, you know, Elizabeth, we could maybe arrange that you could call in, and if there's any way you can come here on your way to Sri Lanka, that'd be great.
But she will be in Sri Lanka this week, so that's not possible.
Oh, this is when you're actually in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, I start from the 11th.
Oh, right.
That's not possible, yeah. I don't think.
Okay, it's fine, yeah. But between now and then, I think we really need to try to have some, like you said, have some strategic planning time with the PIs. And so, you know, scheduling these conference calls has been really difficult. So I will, after this call, I'll send out a doodle poll and we'll try to get a time on the calendar for the next, when we can have Dennis and Barry and Elizabeth and Pankaj and George together.
Yep.
And Chris to discuss these things. I'm sorry if I left out anyone. I was just doing that off the top of my head.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's been really difficult to try to schedule time to get everybody together on, because people don't answer the emails and I don't have any control over when they come to the meetings.
I really appreciate, Lal, what the kind of hard work that you do and your time and effort that you put into that. So I really appreciate that.
And I think, I mean, we really need some guidance on how this is all going to fit together, because, you know, we want to make productive progress here. Mm-hmm. And this is a very big, complicated project with lots of moving pieces. So, Elizabeth, what's your schedule in the next couple of weeks in terms of joining again for a call?
My next is a travel to Madagascar.
Oh my goodness.
I'm leaving on the 4th, and my week, next week, is already on school. I'm in Madagascar, leaving on the 4th, coming back on the 12th.
Can you join the call on the 3rd? Oh, Marie-Angelique is out.
But I mean, if you are, is it just a PI meeting? I mean, I'm not PI, so you need Elizabeth, not me.
Right. Okay. So we'll do this after the call.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because I know you guys have to leave at 7.
Yeah. The thing is, it's already 25 minutes to 7, and the building is getting closed, and we have the security guard with us. So I'm not sure we can keep him long.
Well, it was good. It was good to have a chance for us to talk, though. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that's why we asked for pushing the Skype, because the session, we even left the session before it ended. So perhaps, if you don't mind, after can we try to discuss, because Marie had something to share with you. I think about the mapping work she has been doing. If you don't mind, if it fits with your agenda, could we do that now? So in case they ask us to go away, because
go ahead.
So I have that on the agenda here. It was just my calendar.
Yeah, I think Marie,
the site is not working that great.
What she did on the agenda.
So this, and actually this is good. I mean, do we need Chris here? I mean, Barry here, though? Maybe we can just talk.
I don't know.
I don't think we need Barry. Chris is fine.
Yeah.
So Chris is there.
And the main thing that I would like to know, if it's, I'm going in the right direction or not. So okay. What I try to do is just to define, to create a formal definition for the threads that we have in our thread dictionaries. And I look at existing work, including OBA. So I think OBA, you created the OBA file using your TermGenie tool. Is that correct?
New terms are added using TermGenie, but the ontology itself was created by a mixture of retrospective mapping plus adding new terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning, I was starting to reuse the formal definition that you have in the OBA file.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I started to read a lot of stuff related to BFO.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're probably going to read a lot of contradictory information here. Some of it even written by
yes.
myself.
So on the screen, you can see at mm-hmm. what I think is a threat. So I say it's a quality that specifically depends on either a process or a plant entity or a part of a plant entity. Do you think okay. that makes sense or not? Or yeah.
This makes sense. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how much you want to get into some of the technicalities and OWL reasoning right now. But one problem with defining it as a quality is if you actually looked at the existing asserted hierarchy of TO, it kind of like mixes the same quality. It mixes different qualities in the same lineage. And that turns out to be a big technical problem for reasoning if you want to identify the trait with a quality itself. So the kind of like the get around there is to say, well, maybe a trait is one or more qualities. But we can kind of, if that doesn't make sense, we can kind of return to that. But you know, from a kind of like, this is exactly how I kind of like, you know, approach the problem. First of all, modeling everything as a quality.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So yeah, because I try for the example, Laurel, can you scroll down?
Yes.
So yeah, so after I try to think of different types of threads that we have,
mm-hmm.
for now I only work on the easy threads.
Okay.
Because, you know, the easy threads can be done automatically. I can apply rules to build the formal definition. But when the threads are more complicated, like gross form or also categorical threads, I need to do the formal definition manually. And so mm-hmm. because of that, I wanted first to check with you or with anyone, I mean, if yeah, the approach that I was taking with the notes.
Yep, this is great. So, I don't know how much of the existing documentation that is kind of scattered around you've seen, and like I say, some of it is kind of inconsistent with itself. But it might at least help to have a look at some of that. Let me see if I can find. So, I mean, you had a look at some of the existing logical definitions for TO in doing this?
Yeah. It's. Can you scroll down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because first there is an example of thread and there is some example from OBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at the definition of the plant thread, for example, all the threads that are defined are as subclasses of these plant threads. I mean, the definition doesn't really... Yeah. For example, for seed color, it doesn't really fit to the definition of a plant thread. Because you say that plant threads occur in some world plant.
Yeah.
And as a quality, that is a quality. And if you look at seed color, I mean, mm-hmm. you're not using occurs in anymore, you're using as quality. So that's really a different property. And you are using, yeah, so as quality was okay, but for the attribute of, I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, and everywhere you look, it's different.
Yeah, that doesn't fit. Even a simple thread doesn't fit to the definition that you give for a plant thread.
Well,
as far as I understand, because I'm not sure to, yeah.
And some of them are effects quality, which seems strange. And I don't know if you have any examples listed here, but some of the ones that we looked at last week.
Yeah, but right.
The question is just on the simplest possible one here. So let's look at let's scroll down here and look at seed color again.
Okay, so here's seed color.
But if you scroll down and look at how it's defined in OBA.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, I don't know how much have you Have you kind of like tried opening some of these in Protégé and turning on the reasoner and exploring that way?
I did that.
Yeah. So that was the motivation for the design pattern we use in OBA, because originally we defined everything as a quality that inheres in some X, and you know, maybe there was additional attributes as well. But when you do that, you get all kinds of like really strange inferences, because the TO makes assertions like, I can't remember, kind of something like plant, you know, there might be something like leaf weight is a leaf size. That's not a correct example, but there's things like that where there is.
Okay, I see. Okay.
So when you do that and you have these kind of like these original design patterns, you get all kinds of really strange inferences, because the reasoner goes, okay, that quality is a subclass of this quality. So it kind of gets, so the idea with the OBA patterns was it kind of insulates, you know, it allows, it kind of insulates you from some of these problems, and it allows you to kind of like mix different qualities in the same lineage. And I do have some examples of those handy at the moment. But basically it's the same idea, where the simplest possible trait is you specify the quality and the entity. So color and seed coat, for example. Now, the very first definition there is really just telling you something about the whole hierarchy. And this is partly because in OBA we want to kind of like mix, we want to mix traits from a whole bunch of different kind of like taxonomic lineages. So we want to make sure that the term that's called plant trait is made clear that occurs in a whole plant. But there's a slight problem there in that we probably wouldn't be inferring, we want to be able to infer things under this directly, you know, based on the fact that, you know, for example, seed coat occurs in the whole plant. So that's maybe not ideal. So you've pointed out a problem with the kind of like the definition of the root term there, root in the ontology sense.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get too distracted with that root term, but basically, yes. So this is the general pattern here for seed color that we're using in OBA. And this is also kind of partly motivated by, we wanted to be able to keep it in something that is expressible in OBA. So at least for now, until everyone is comfortable with Protégé. So unfortunately you can't do nesting in OBA. So the logical definitions have this slightly kind of flat pattern here, where it's always attribute, quality, and so on. So it's probably not the ideal way of doing it, and it's not necessarily set in stone. And, you know, as we work together on this, I think we'll kind of like, you know, figure out maybe some ways to improve this, and so on. But I'd say you're definitely on the, you know, on the right track so far. So what you're doing is you're trying to kind of decompose some of the existing trait terms using these patterns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not using really the pattern that you propose in OBA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried to reuse BFO properties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find the URIs for those properties yet. So I don't know if it's odd or not.
Yeah. So we can treat this as kind of an experiment. And you can, why don't you just keep trying with your kind of like slightly more BFO-centric ones? And we can actually do tests, and we can say, okay, when we try the different kind of like ways, I mean, is your code kind of configurable so that you can maybe change the pattern?
Yeah, exactly.
So we can do an experiment. We can say, okay, which patterns work best in terms of which ones give you, so basically do an experiment where you parse them using both patterns, look at the OWL results and run a reasoner, and you see, well, how do the differences differ between these two things? And that might be quite an interesting thing to look at.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So yeah, at least I'm going in directions that don't seem too far for what you are expecting.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Chris, can you just talk about why you're using attribute of rather than hairs in?
Because it's in part because of this this thing that you can't have the nesting. So really, if you wanted to use inheres in, you see those parentheses, they would have to kind of like change around so that it has quality color and inheres in some seed code.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then that would introduce kind of nesting, which you can't represent in OBO, which is a bit of an annoying restriction for us right now, but we may not always have that in the future.
Oh. Okay.
And the reason you can't make it just color and here's in some seed coat is because of some of those examples where you have kind of like a mixture. And now maybe we can actually change the TO so that it actually does follow Buffo a bit more, Buffo and Peyto a bit more, so that you really only see colors in the color hierarchy and sizes in the size hierarchy, which is under the morphology hierarchy. I can give you a list of all the existing kind of cross points at the moment, or at least some of them.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's not really organized in terms of the color hierarchy. I mean, it's more in terms of the morphology, and then the different parts have different qualities.
Yeah, let me see if I can find you some examples of...
I mean, there's we know that there's plenty of discrepancies and things in there that need mm-hmm. So...
But maybe we can at least define the threads before of defining the classes. You know, I mean the super classes, the categories in TO maybe. Because yeah, the reason why for me I don't have any error with the resonator is just because I just have a flat list of threads. I didn't try to define any categories that we have in the crop ontology, but I focused only on the threads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the hierarchy is built based on PO and Peyto and EO.
But Monique, when you switch on the reasoner, does it give you what looks like a kind of satisfactory hierarchy, or does it still end up looking a bit too flat?
No. I mean, yeah, it's flat. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I look at leaf threads or root threads that we have, because so the hierarchy is quite okay. But I didn't look at, I will take a look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about like the CO ontology, not the TO.
No, I'm talking about the CO ontologies. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think we could continue this discussion about TO next week.
Yeah, and I just have a question.
Sure, yes.
Chris, sometimes I have threat like leaf dry weight.
Mm-hmm.
How can I represent the dry?
So
is a dry weight in Peyto, you have weight and you have dry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can kind of hack it. We can basically add dry weight to Peyto, but that's kind of unsatisfactory. The other way to do it is you actually explicitly represent the biology here, which is a leaf that's basically dehydrated, isn't it? So
It's a method. It's not inherent to the. It's not inherent to the leaf.
Right.
So I think it is one of the parameters. It's not the quality. It still is your leaf weight is the trait. Dry, whether it was acid under a dry condition or a wet condition, that is a condition basically.
So okay. I think it's maybe different in mammals, but
yeah.
No, it means you can take think about it, the body mass index of a dry bone versus a wet bone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, or you have a muscle tissue when you're trying to take amino acid content in the muscle per gram dry weight or a wet weight, or wet weight from a fresh tissue. So it's not only that, it can be from wet weight from a fresh tissue or wet weight from a 2 day old sample. That's a different thing. Okay. So I think these are the challenging traits. I agree on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really complicated ones.
But I would say that for the moment, I think at that point, the object that we are assaying is in a dry state. So it is a quality in some sense. But primary trait is leaf weight, but not dry.
Right. And I think you're right, Pankaj. The dry weight measurement is like a method of measuring the weight. It's a method of specifically measuring a weight in a specific way.
Yes.
And they measure it when it's hydrated, and then they dry it out and measure it when it's dry.
So maybe it needs to go in EO.
Anyway, we can discuss it some more.
I mean, isn't the idea it's more the weight of the carbon, essentially?
It can be for carbon. What you're taking out, doing is essentially taking out water and then trying to find out.
Yeah.
So it's not just carbon. You can look for salts, ions, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everything without the water.
Yeah.
So from that discussion, I understand that what Marie is doing is aligned with you agree with what she's doing, and you feel it's useful as an experiment, or?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Because I think it was a concern of Marie is to remain in the objective of the work to be done. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, good.
Any other question? Okay. Ruth is there. Look, she's behind us, waving at you.
I'm going to stop sharing. Hi, Ruth.
Hey, hello. Sorry, I can't crash your party just to say hello.
Right.
Hey, where are Pankaj's? I can hear the voice, but I can't see.
You can see.
Turn on your camera, Pankaj.
And Chris is there too.
Yeah, Chris. I don't think Chris has had the pleasure of meeting me in the past.
I don't know where the camera is.
Oh, I see your office.
I see your desk.
I have absolutely no idea where my camera is. Wait a second.
It looks like.
I think it's
people need to go offline, don't worry. Doesn't matter if I'm casual. I just wanted to say hello. I really have hijacked your conversation now. Sorry, Laura.
Not at all a problem.
No, there you go.
Oh, yes. good. Wonderful. I still owe you a drink, Pankaj.
Not a problem. We have not planned to bring you up here.
Some time. Probably PAG if you're there.
Yes. I'm trying my best.
Okay.
If I can escape from my teaching.
Okay. Maybe he could come for the weekend anyway.
As usual, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going back around the other side of the table. She's still there. She's
not there. So Barry just joined. I'm really sorry. I was held up with another meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So now, did we,
if did you we, have a... Sorry. Just to say... It's almost 7 here. We still have 4 minutes before they ask us to go out. And
I see.
So I'm sorry for that.
So maybe I can talk with Pankaj and Laurel for a bit.
And Chris and Justin. Yeah, online too.
Yeah.
You have plenty of people online today, Laurel.
It's good. It's good.
So do we have still something?
The other thing that I wanted to bring up is we are putting together the annual final year, not final year, but the final report for year one.
Okay.
Year one is rapidly winding down here. And so we're going to require some input probably from people from their sides.
Yeah.
So just have a heads up that you might be seeing that from us shortly here.
If you have a timeline, Laurel, I don't know if it's on the wiki, I missed it, but if you have a timeline for the production of the report, it
would be nice. I suggest that in the next 2 weeks we should finalize it.
Yeah.
It is due now. It is already due from September 1 onwards because it's a 9-month report all the time.
How much pages?
there's not much. It can be 20 pages, but we don't have to be that extensive.
Yeah.
Outline the progress and where certain things have moved forward. They understand it's a year one, and it's slow to start or begin.
From us, what do you need from us? Is it a section on what we have achieved for Propontology?
That would be great.
So there will
one page or two page?
I'll work with LOL to maybe LOL we can put it on the drive so that everybody can fill their components.
Yes.
And we will be asking for who has worked for you, for how many hours, or something like that. There would be some very fine details and their email addresses and everything. We would need all of those. Plus, for every aim, there would be a section.
You need this type of information for the year one report?
Yes.
How many, the time of people?
Oh.
That's too difficult for me to gather in 2 weeks because I'm leaving to Madagascar in a week.
Just make a wild assessment, okay?
Okay. It will be very wild from Madagascar, you know?
Just in terms of, like, who's on the project and...
As long as you don't put lemurs and Balboa trees on it.
But we can make at least Marie can start writing a section on what she achieved and we can do something. But we need some for you to start the document because we need to understand the structure of the document. Well,
I will share it with you.
Yeah, in terms of personnel, I would need is that whoever has been paid on this project should be listed on it.
Okay, it's you and I.
And was Leo on it too?
Yeah.
No, no, not Leo.
Leo is not paid by the project. Is paid by IBP.
It's IBP. List him there so that you can say that this contribution came from IBP.
Okay. I will.
These are all strategic, so that there are non-funded collaborators who are contributing to this project.
Yeah, to show that it's okay, an effort of a small project. Okay, so we really need to go now. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thanks. We had an every day of meeting, so.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, Barry has something to talk, right?
So I'm just wondering whether we could talk for a few minutes about ICBO.
Oh, yes.
So that's,
I can stick around for a few more minutes, but I'm already kind of past my time. I should go. But go on.
So did you receive an email from Sivaram with a list of lessons learned from the organization of previous ICBOs?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I will buzz him again then. He said he would send it to you. Okay. I'll go after that. So at this stage, all you really need is a page in which you announce the venue, which you can reuse from the material you prepared for ICBO this year. And then you put a list of key dates so that people know when the deadline is for submitting papers, basically. And that way, we will be able to warn other potential organizers of competing meetings that we already have this meeting during that interval. That's the reason for this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that you should be doing fairly quickly, if you haven't done that already, is to pick your joint organizer, so that you'll need somebody to look after the workshops, somebody to look after advertising, somebody to look after the reviewing, and they should be a mixture of people in your various teams, but then also people from the wider ICBO community.
Right.
Preferably people that you know and can work with.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do is meet next week with the meetings staff. And Justin, you and I can work on setting up a website for the ICBO 2016 when we connect back to you, right? I think whichever is your default portal is, and we can announce, at least have the announcement pages on.
Yeah.
We can keep on adding more stuff.
Yeah. So I think Melanie Courteau is in charge of is the owner of the ICBO webpage. So yeah. She would be the person who would post the announcement.
Yes.
She is also the kind of person who would be a candidate to be one of the responsible persons for one or other of the various jobs that you need to do.
Absolutely. So I can work with you on the content and you and I can review, and Melanie
Yeah, so you can send me a draft if you like, but the steering committee should review it. Then we have more eyes on it.
I'll keep sending whoever is the on the committee. I think there are four or five people. We can make all of them as admins to the website.
Yeah, good.
Right.
Okay, that's all. Just to make sure that we were starting to announce it, because that way we will be giving people plenty of warning.
That is in the plans. This week was the next 1.5 weeks is really hectic for me, because I work only half time.
Oh yeah. So what do you do with the other half of your time? You go fishing.
I take care of my better half, the two kids.
Oh, I see.
My wife is traveling right now.
I see. Okay. Now the other topic that, that I'm hoping you have information on is the scheduling of the face-to-face meeting.
Yes. So we are doing second week of November.
Okay. Let me look.
Pankaj, do you want Seth there? I don't think Seth needs to come for the whole week. So not now, but at some point we should just discuss.
Yeah, we need to find out. I think, one or two days, whichever is convenient. I think one should be dedicated on Amigo 2.0 development and getting it ready for the release, or maybe even before that. And Justin can be in touch with you guys.
Yeah.
And the other one is on Term Genie. I think Seth manages that, or I know Heiko does it, right?
That's Heiko, but I don't know if you necessarily you need Heiko to come and visit for that.
Yeah.
I can be a conduit there.
I think you can handle that.
Yeah.
Right. So I think for Seth, I think would be 1 or 2 days, because it's good to have a face to face and build some rapport. I've never met Seth.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think the idea was to have me do 2 days near the beginning. So part of that would be training for those people who are new to ontology in the Oboe Foundry sense, and part of it would be reviewing so that we can have a face-to-face meeting about the architecture of the trait ontology and similar questions.
So I would say, maybe Chris, what we think is that, let's say, first 2 days you do the training, and continue, and Barry comes on second and third day.
Okay, so I will plan to be there on the 10th and 11th. Is that what you're thinking of?
And that's what I'm thinking. At least have you over there 2 days, so that if whoever PIs also whom we can gather at that point, do some strategic planning.
Good. Okay, so I will make the necessary arrangements for the 10th and the 11th. Then.
Okay.
Good. And Chris, feel free to stay for the whole week or for first three to 4 days, whichever you prefer.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And then the only other question I would have was, did you resolve anything during the meeting that I missed just now?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Did you learn
this bit? That's good.
We talked about the meeting quite a bit.
Okay.
Kind of resolved the date. That was the biggest thing. And then we talked about the way that Marie Angelique is making the cross product definitions.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So I'm happy now then.
Yeah.
Great. And I'll give you an update on, I was talking to NSF about getting this April 2016 meeting funding. And they are very interested, as long as we're supporting the minorities and underrep, and bringing a wider participation by including plants and agriculture under that theme of biomedical. That particular word is the problematic thing, because it does not show that the plants are also part of the biomedical thing. Okay, so I can't hear you, Barry.
Sorry, you can always have a subtitle. I think you were toying with some kind of a subtitle.
Yes, I was, but we had the theme. We have a theme, which is absolutely fantastic for them to accept. So they told me, come up with a plan and give us the cost, whichever you need, and then they will work on it.
Good. So another thing that you could do, if this would help, Oboe, was originally Open Biomedical Ontologies, but now it's Open Biomedical and biological ontologies, or maybe the other way around even. Chris, do you know which is the official?
You know, I think when it started, it was biological, and then it became biomedical.
Oh, I see. And so what is it now?
Well, whatever it is, I just use bio, actually, because I don't like making an assumption about biomedical. But most people write open biomedical. But the people should understand it's not necessarily restricted.
Yeah. So we need to make that clear. Because I agree completely that it's not just biomedical.
Yeah, I mean, the bio is fine. That's how I have to keep on telling. I think I met several of the program managers at the PI's meeting, and then everybody said, where is plants in that? There is no, it's all medical.
Yeah.
Why should we be funding it?
So maybe just as an exception, we change the name of the conference and keep the acronym. So we change it to the International Conference on Biological Ontology.
That would be much better.
I don't have any objection to that, providing we explain that this is part of a series and that it might well revert to being called biomedical in other years.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we should check there's no problems in terms of how it gets registered in DBLP and Computer Science Literature Index.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm definitely in favor of that.
Okay, so then maybe we can, shall I send a message to the steering committee to see if anybody objects?
I would say, go ahead, please.
Okay.
And obviously we have the theme of human, plant, and earth or planet health, so everything is covered in that.
Okay. So I'm just wondering whether I would have a good candidate for a keynote speaker for you. She's the head of the United Nations Environment Program, and she's very enthusiastic about ontology work.
That would be great if Jackie could make it,
Absolutely.
She's a chief science officer.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, he's interested in what scientists do. Okay, that would probably come better from you, Pankaj. We'll talk about that.
Yes, so we'll try to bring that, and we can bring in Doreen as well, who is now the USDA's chief science officer.
Oh, that's even better, actually.
Officer too.
Yeah. I really do still want to be the first philosopher to get a grant from the USDA.
Now they have a Data One policy. So you should.
Yeah.
They're creating a replica of PubMed.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't sound okay. I have to go now. Really. So.
Right. Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Can I ask you one real quick question, Chris, before you go? Would you be able to do a Term Genie demo next Tuesday meeting?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Put it on the schedule. Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I'll be in touch with you, Barry, with the website, and get you on with an editing rights on that too.
So what we can say is something like ICBO 2016, a special event in the ICBO series devoted to the whole of biology or something.
Absolutely.
Just in the, not as a subtitle, but in the blur.
Yeah.
All right, very good. We'll make it work.
Perfect. So you want to call it, I'll see after your email.
Yeah, I will CC you on the email.
Right. So Justin, we might need another Drupal instance.
Okay. I mean, does it have to be another Drupal instance, or just going to be a sub page of one we already have?
No, I think it might be.
I mean, if the only content is something about a conference, then
no.
Makes sense to me.
I think we can create it throughout from the Plantium, but I rather prefer it separate. But at some point, the meetings people would be around. When I talk to them next week, we would set up a meeting website, actually.
Yeah.
And so I don't know whether we want them to host do all the things, or they can work on our Drupal instance for that part, because they're going to charge money for that anyhow.
Hmm.
Okay, so I would say if we can get ICBO 2016. Should we call it ICBO2016.cgrb? Or for now it's ICBO2016plantium.org and we can keep it.
Either way, I mean, do you need to have the 2016? I mean, if we're going to reuse it, if you're expecting to do it annually, it would make sense to just call it ICBO and not 2016, so you can just use the same site next year.
I'm not planning to do it, but what I was thinking is that they have a domain, but Barry does not. Barry just left. They maintain it on at the University at Buffalo, some of the other sites and connections. There is no dedicated site throughout the whole meeting and things like that. We cannot.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I don't know if you need a dedicated site just for a meeting.
No, I think there is a portal actually.
I'm just looking at it.
ICBO-conference or ICBOconference.org, something like that. Let me find out.
So then, like for the Lisbon one, they had.
Yeah, so it's ICBO. Just let me find out this.
Yeah, I guess they had one for 2015.
Yeah. There's the main site is icbo.buffalo.edu.
No, try icbo-conference.org. And that it gets redirected to icbo.buffalo.edu.
I see.
It's the same page.
They've done it, they've had a different site hosting it.
Yeah, because different groups host it every year. So I don't think we would do it again probably next year.
I would say that wait. If we want, we can have a Drupal instance running taking on the domain icbo-conference.org.
Maybe. I don't know where that is coming.
It is a simple one. I know the person. She says that as soon as you're ready, let me know and I will just approve that. Okay. So, and then all the content from the Buffalo site can move on to this. So that's not a problem.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if we're hosting it, if it's icbo2016.conference.org, then that's not going to be hosted on our stuff, right?
We can, if you want to.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated.
Really?
We don't have control over that domain. So we can't just tell it, oh, point it at our server.
Oh, yeah. But our institution has to make a request to transfer it.
Sort of. Whoever's in charge of the conference.org domain, we just send them a thing and have them point the DNS at us. But it almost looks like they're already set up to host it. We just have to upload our content.
No, that content is actually, it's only the front page. That's it. It just gets directed to this thing. Every other link on that page, conference series, is from a different place. You see, there is no specific thing. Except
which one was the one that was hosted there, 2014?
Yeah. And somebody actually had icbo14.com in Houston. And which is gone now. It doesn't even work. So that's the problem. There is no content stability is there.
Oh, that page works for me.
Which one? Houston.
The icbo2014.com?
No. icbo14.com.
Oh, there's an icbo2014.com.
What is that?
Oh, International Congress of Behavioral Optometry.
Yeah.
I guess it's not related.
Not the same.
There's a site for the 2014 one. It's here.
Let me give a quick call to Barry and then talk to him. Whether if we can create an instance and run the ICBO conference, either set up on a private server or we run it through here.
Okay, I'll do whatever you want to do. I just want to make sure we're doing it for the right reasons, right?
We are going to be doing it for the right reasons.
Okay, I'm going to end the recording here and we'll shut the Zoom call.
Yes.
So I'll let you guys figure out how you want to configure this website. I don't.
As soon as I contact Barry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If you want to host it on our end, that's fine. If not, it's fine too.
at the max, I will do is create a page on the JSOL Lab website so that we have an announcement and get it connected through the icbo.buffalo.edu. Have it listed there, and then have the website running.
Just to make sure, the reason you want to have it on its own site is because you're expecting other people to be able to edit content?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I will not be the only one because there is the organizing committee and then there's a steering committee, so they can all have that access, right?
Okay. I haven't done it before, but I believe it is possible to allow a set of users only editing access to certain sets of pages in Drupal.
Okay.
Yeah, so we could host it under one of our already done Drupal ones, add accounts, but make that group only able to edit a certain set of pages.
Yes. Yeah, super admins and admins or whatever it is. I think they're
different. Well, yeah, I just make a group for, you know, ICBO users or something like that and create a page that they could edit.
Absolutely.
That'd be good.
I'll be in touch with you folks as soon as I clarify from Barry.